From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel factions in Syria are expressing a number of reservations about the terms of a U.S.-Russian agreement that will usher in a ceasefire at sunset Monday. The Free Syrian Army groups wrote to the United States saying the cessation of hostilities would primarily benefit the government of President Bashar al-Assad. In an apparent bid to strengthen their positions before the fighting stops, government and rebel troops fought in several parts of Syria Sunday. Airstrikes on the city of Aleppo killed a number of civilians. Police in France have thwarted a possible terrorist attack in Paris this weekend by arresting a 15-year-old boy suspected of planning an imminent violent action. Intelligence agents suspected the boy planned to carry out a knife attack in a public place. An initial exit poll in Croatia's parliamentary election Sunday indicates the left-leaning Social Democrats and their People's Coalition are in the lead, but there is no clear winner. According to the poll, the People's Coalition wins 58 seats in the 151-seat parliament. The conservative Croatian Democratic Union gets 57, and Bridge wins 11 seats. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans marched in Barcelona and other Spanish cities on Sunday to rally for independence. Catalan police say as many as 800,000 marchers turned out, while the Spanish government says the turnout was less than half that number. Catalonia's pro-independence regional government has set the middle of next year as a target for independence from Spain, but has been unable to persuade the central government to approve a referendum on that issue. This is VOA News.